Hi, may I please speak to Hope?
Yes, this is Hope.
Hi, Hope. It's Melissa calling from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. So I know that you were speaking to Ruth in regards to the services for Peyton.
Uh-huh.
So the only way that we can service Peyton is if he is enrolled, or she, I'm sorry, I didn't even check, into a waiver. Right now, I don't see that there's any waivers on the Medicaid. Where the hours
yes.
are...
Yes, it's a boy. It's a boy, not a girl.
Okay.
He has 56 hours approved for... Oh, no, I'm sorry. He has 56 hours approved until July.
But it's the 56...
hours a day.
So the 56 hours approved are from AmeriHealth, correct? Directly from them?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So unfortunately, the only way we can service is if he has a waiver, which he doesn't. What I would suggest is there a case manager that you know of in AmeriHealth?
Yeah.
If I would say reach out to them and see who is in network or who can service. They should be able to give you a list of providers. Because what's going to happen is if you call a lot of home care agencies, a lot of them only use the waivers, and that's not what you're looking for. And I don't want you to call and then everybody gives you the wrong info. So in my opinion, the easy way of doing it is having the case manager give you at least a list of some agencies that they are in network with so they can, so that way you can just call them directly and then it'll be easier.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you
okay.
so much.
No, of course, no problem. Hope good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye.